Good to see everyone. If you have your Bibles, turn to Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll be looking at verses 8, 9, and 10. Going to talk this morning about faith that works. Faith that works. And I want to remind you, it's all about Jesus, isn't it? It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me.
Amen.
I heard about his groaning and his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. That's why we're working for the Lord, right? Amen?
Amen.
Are we saved this morning?
Yes.
Have we been born again? Do we love the Lord? Amen. It's all right to get excited in church once in a while. We have any sports fans here? I am. What happens when your team scores a touchdown? Woohoo! They scored! Well, we ought to get excited in church once in a while, don't you think?
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I'll tell you, that is sure puny. You guys didn't have your Cheerios this morning, did you? Amen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for today. Thank you that we have a Savior who loved us and gave himself for us. And Lord, all that we do by faith is because we have trusted in you. We've been born again. We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. We belong to you. And Lord, we want to serve you. And I pray that our faith will work, that we'll be active and do everything we can. And so, Lord, bless this time together. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I can't do anything without you, but with you I can do all things. So bless this day. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But it says, but we are his workmanship, and we have been ordained, predetermined, to walk in good works. Works don't save us. It's only faith in the atoning blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But when we are saved, we want to work. When we are saved, we want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to make a difference for him. Ordained to walk in good works. Saving faith, we've been talking about the definition of faith from Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then that whole chapter goes on to give us examples of people of faith. And we know that Abraham was justified by faith. He believed God. He took God at his word. And that's what we've done. We've taken God at his word as we've heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we've put our faith in him. And he has changed our lives. So faith is a natural result of putting our faith in Christ. And then works follow that. It's only natural that there should be evidence of this saving faith. There should be, as it says in John 15, the bearing of fruit. If we abide in him and he abides in us, it says we will bring forth much fruit. There will be fruit. And he says, herein is his Father glorified, that we should bring forth much fruit. And fruit is not only the fruit of the labor of seeing souls saved, but there's the fruit of the Spirit. There's the evidence of the Spirit of God working in our life. There's love for the brethren. There's joy in the Lord. There's peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and all those things that the evidence of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. And so there needs to be fruit. I've had people tell me, they say, well, I'm a Christian, but I don't have any fruit. And I tell them, then you're not a Christian. And they say, well, what do you mean? Jesus said, if I abide in you, and you abide in me, we are branches. Branches can't produce fruit. All branches can do is bear the fruit, because the fruit comes through the vine. And he's the one that nourishes us and brings forth that fruit. So if you don't have any fruit in your life at all, you're not a Christian. Because if you're a Christian abiding in Christ, there will be fruit. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm excited this morning. I'm hoping I could get you there in a little while, but I'm going to keep working on it. Turn in your Bible to the book of James. You know, the pastor started Wednesday night, and he's talking about works. And so some of what I might say might be kind of a repetition what he started, but works are very much important because he said he's ordained that we would walk in good works. And in James chapter 2, beginning in verse 14, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and he hath not works? Can faith save him, or that kind of faith? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. He's going to say that three times in this text. Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest there's one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. You know, I have people tell me that all the time when I'm talking to them. Well, I believe in God. I remember a man named Warren. It was a Wednesday night in front of our church out in First Baptist Church of Midlothian. And he was there. His wife, Charlene, was a Christian. And Warren had not been saved yet. And I prayed for him in our prayer time in the service that he would be saved. And he said, Pastor, he said, why are you praying for me to be saved? He said, I believe in God. I said, Warren, the devil believes in God. Do you believe he's going to heaven? And he said, well, of course not. And I said, what's the difference then between you and the devil? And he thought about that for a moment. I said, because if you had true faith, you would put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and you would be born again. That night, on that sidewalk, in front of the church, he prayed to receive Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord. And his life was transformed by the power of God. But I hear that a lot. People say, well, I have faith. Well, what kind of faith do you have? He says, if you have faith that doesn't work, it's dead. It's meaningless. It's not doing anything. Hey, Brother John, good to see you. Glad you're here with us this morning. So as we go on reading this, verse 21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? And that's in Genesis chapter 22. Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and his works were made, his faith, or and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. And then in verse 26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. So James makes it abundantly clear. Three times he says it, faith without works is dead. Paul in Romans 2:13 says, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. John 14:15, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. The motivation for works is obedience and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 5:6, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. See, if we love the Lord, we're going to obey him. I think I mentioned in a message or a sermon a while back in Luke 17 when they had asked Jesus, increase our faith. We want our faith to grow, and he had given them an example. But then he went on to say, if you only do that which is expected of you, you're an unprofitable servant. And you know, things we ought to do. In Matthew 23, he said to the Pharisees, because they talked about how they tithed and the things that they did, and he said, you should do these things, but you have omitted the more weightier things of the law, like justice and mercy and faith. We could go through the motions to do the things we ought to do. We ought to come to church. It's a commandment. It's a good thing to come to church. We ought to pray every day. Often throughout the day, Jesus taught us that we ought to always pray and never faint, never give up. We ought to read our Bibles every day. We ought to tell people about Jesus every day. Those are all good works. But you know, if we only do what is expected, he says we're unprofitable. And I said when I talked about that text, faith goes beyond that. Faith goes beyond what is just expected. Faith is being helpful, giving. Maybe we don't have the money to give, but we say, Lord, by faith, I'm still going to give that. I want to go beyond what is expected. The tithe is good. People say, well, I paid my tithes. It's like, I paid my tithes, I paid my debt, now I'm good with God. I don't think so. I think a tithe recognizes that God owns everything. That 10% is just recognition of the whole. We don't really start giving until we go beyond the tithe. We've had faith promise. When we give to faith promise and to missions, that's not part of our tithe. That's above the tithe. When you see someone has needs, as James says, they say, I'm hungry, I don't have any food. Or recently, the Ackermans were looking for a vehicle, and God provided that. We've had others that we've helped, and we've given vans to some of our missionaries. It's only when you go beyond what is expected that it's a faith that really works. Remember, everything we have, it all belongs to God, doesn't it? None of it is ours. It's all the Lord's. So when we give, we're only giving what God has already given us. Freely you have received, freely give. Larry mentioned to me about faith walks. And I had said to him, you can't walk on water till you get out of the boat, right? Amen. We got to get out of our comfort zone. You know, a lot of people say to me, and I'm grateful that they say it. They say, oh, Brother Jordan, you've got boldness. You're a good soul winner. I tell you what, I get cold feet. I have to talk myself into soul winning. I have to talk myself into talking to people about Jesus. It doesn't come naturally. It should. But it's going above and beyond. I have to tell the Lord, Lord, I'm afraid. I don't want to be rejected. I don't like it when people say I'm not interested. But yet, I know it's incumbent upon me that I go. I can't go in my strength, and neither can you. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Well, we got to get up and we got to go to him. We all go through times when we feel tired, when we feel discouraged, when we don't have peace and we don't have joy. And somehow we have to exercise that faith. And we go to God in his word. It's one thing to read the word and to memorize the word. But do you believe it? Do I believe it? Do I apply it to my life? Do I believe he can work miracles? Do I believe he can give me joy? Do I believe he can give me peace? Do I believe that he can help me? Yes. Amen. We have to believe the word of God. He says, receive with meekness the ingrafted word. You know, when you give you a skin graft, it's the same with the word of God. It needs to become part of our lives, not just part of what we've memorized, and we ought to do that. I love to lay on bed at night when I can't go to sleep and just start quoting the scripture to God, and I say, Lord, I know you don't need it. You already know what it says, but I need it. I need to say these verses and remind myself of what your word says and what it teaches. You know, we're to be looking unto Jesus. In Hebrews 12. But it says we're also, in Titus chapter 2, we're to be looking for that blessed hope, our only hope, and that glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Jesus said, I died for you, I gave my life for you, that I could purify you and cleanse you and wash you in my blood, that you might become this peculiar people, different from the world, zealous of good works, zealous to serve the Lord. And I know many of you are serving the Lord, and you're teaching and doing cleaning and all number of things. And those are good works. I'm not trying to minimize the works that you're already doing. Praise God that you're doing what you're doing. You know, one thing required in a steward is that they be found faithful. Isn't it interesting? It's required. A steward, the things that God has entrusted to us, whether it's money, whether it's family, children, grandchildren, ministry, it's required that when we do it in faith. And we do it in love. Love is what motivates us to do it. Because we love the Lord, because we love people, because we're concerned. 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 3, the Apostle Paul says to that church, I remember your work of faith and your labor of love. Paul said, I'm remembering that church. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but it was the grace of God that worketh in me. And he was talking about Peter and James and John and all the rest. He said, I worked harder than all of them. He wasn't trying to, you know, tout his own or blow his own horn. He was trying to say the evidence was there that he was laboring more abundantly than all of them. Yet he said, it was not I. And what we do for the Lord, it is not us that do it, but he's working through us. I'm crucified with Christ. I love that verse in Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. And Paul said that in several different ways in different places. I'm crucified with Christ. I'm dead to the flesh, yet nevertheless I live. The flesh is dead, but I'm alive in the spirit. And the life, he said, that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I don't know if we can work unless we get dead first and we experience that new life that is in Christ Jesus. John 6:28-29, Jesus is talking to them, and he's going to talk, he's been talking about the resurrection in chapter 5, and that all are going to stand before God. And as he's going through this, they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. They wanted to know, what good thing can we do to be accepted of God? What are the works? And as we went out yesterday knocking on doors, and we had one man tell us that about how he was a good person, this and that and the other, and I had to tell him, no, you're not good. That's not going to get you into heaven. As hard as you might try. Because I told him, I said, you know what, if your good works would get you into heaven, why did Jesus die? Why didn't Jesus just say, be good, do your best? And I shared with him that there was only one way of salvation, and that was through Jesus Christ. And he said he got it, that he understood it, and I hope that he did. John 17 and verse 4, in that high priestly prayer of Jesus, where Jesus said he wanted that joy to be restored that he had with the Father from the beginning. And he said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. I have finished the work, and that's what we're talking about, finishing strong. It's what the Apostle Paul said. He had kept the faith. He had run the race. He'd fought the good fight. And until God calls us home, he's not done with us, amen? We have work to do, don't we? Amen? You know, all of us are ministers. Diakone, to minister, diakonos, which we get for deacons. We're all ministers, every one of us. Every one of us are ministers in some degree or another. And to minister and to serve Christ. Can we say, can any of us say here today, my work is done, I finished the work? No. I'm still breathing, God's not done with me. And I'm going to do whatever I can for the Lord. What a privilege to be able to share with you the Word of God. I'm honored. I'm honored that you're even here and that you're listening and that God gives me the ability to serve him. And what a privilege it is to serve the living God. Amen? What a privilege. Amen. To be able to serve the living God. Hebrews 6:10. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed toward his name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. God's not going to forget. You know, I talked about the book and our names being written in the book a week or two ago, whenever it was, that God has our names written in a book. God has a plan for our life, for everyone. From the moment they're conceived and then they're born. 1 Corinthians 3:9 to 15, you're familiar with it, I'll just go quick. The foundation is laid. And that foundation is Jesus Christ. Be careful how you build on that foundation. Gold, silver, precious stone, hay, wood, or stubble. But it tells us in that passage, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Titus 3:8, this is a faithful saying. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Azariah the prophet to King Asa, 2 Chronicles 15:7, be ye strong therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Hebrews 11:6 tells us without faith we cannot please God, but he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So we see these passages that say God is going to reward you. We don't do what we do to get a reward, but God simply says, I am going to reward you. I am going to bless you as you enter into the kingdom. If my motivation or human motivation, if we do things in order that people might recognize us, we have our reward. There's nothing to be gained. It'll be tried by fire. That gaze of Christ, those eyes that burn with fire, we see in Revelation chapter 1, that great description of Christ as he looks upon us, as we stand before him, and that that burning, piercing eyes of Christ looks right into our heart and right into our soul, and anything that was done in the wrong motivation, he said, it'll be burned up. You'll still be saved, but you're going to lose reward in heaven. But God says, I want you to know, I am a rewarder of those that diligently seek me, not haphazardly, but earnestly, trying, doing all that we can to work and to live by faith. That has to be our motivation, because he first loved us, and now we love him, and now we want to serve him, and now we want to obey him. Let me close with this verse. Revelation 22:12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. One day, we're going to stand before Christ. And he says, I'm coming, and I'm coming quickly. I know it's been 2,000 years, but a day is as 1,000 years to the Lord. He has no concept of time, the sun and the moon and the stars and our calendar. That's all for us, not for him. But he says, I want you to know, one of these days I'm coming as a thief in the night. One of these days I'm coming, and all through the Bible we see it, that he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. And he says, I'm coming quickly. And he says, to be ready, to be waiting, to be watching, to be praying, to be looking. Are we ready? We sang that song just the other day, oh, I wish I would have done more. I would pray, if anything comes of this short lesson today, that we might say, Lord, I want to do more. I'm not satisfied with where I'm at. I want to know you more fully and completely in the power of your resurrection. I want to sense your presence. I want to walk with you. I want to know you. God, help me to serve you more. I pray that would be our burden this morning. Father God, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for faith that works, and it's you that is working in us. Continue to work in us and through us, and may you get all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.